It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report with Ryan Schaub, Frontier Extension District Crop Production and Farm Management Agent. And today he's going to talk about Eastern Red Cedar. How are you?
I'm doing very good. How are you today?
I am great. Loving the snow.
Yes, yes. The snow is wonderful. So. But as you mentioned, Eastern Red Cedar is kind of my topic today. Interesting enough, Eastern Red Cedar is the only evergreen tree that's native to the state of Kansas. Originally, it could be found from eastern Canada, south into parts of Florida, and about as far westward as eastern Texas. While in the state of Kansas, before European settlement, we found Eastern Red Cedar mainly on, like, bluffs, ridges, maybe extremely steep slopes, basically places where fire couldn't get to them at. If we think back, historically, fire is what kept the Great Plains, basically the Great Plains, and not a gigantic rainforest. Today, as many of you know, Eastern Red Cedar can be found basically anywhere across the state of Kansas. A lot of this has to do because we've planted shelter breaks or wind breaks, and also a lack of that prescribed fire has taken its toll on us here, and we have lost a lot of our pastures or rangeland to this Eastern Red Cedar. Over the last, like, 50 years, this has become an issue. Mainly, we were focused on the eastern part of the state, but since then, it has turned into basically a statewide effort, and there is a platform. It's the Rangeland Analysis Platform. You can find that if you Googled, like, rangeland.app. It's a website that evaluates vegetation presence and production based on satellite imagery. And I found it very interesting that over the last 20 years, basically tree expansion has doubled in the state of Kansas, going from just under 4% to over 8%, according to this website or this data. And a big component of that is going to be Eastern Red Cedar. Even some upland sites in western Kansas have showed rapid expansion during this last 20 years. Think about the last just 10 years and the number of massive wildfires that we have experienced in the state. A lot of that has got to do with, one, a lack of burning, but two, we've just got so much forage or not just forage, but cedar or fuel for these fires to really take off and burn. So that is why we've seen an uptick in some wildfires in the state. But as we continue to dig deeper into this data from this rangeland analysis platform, it has given us estimates of a percentage of annual grassland lost to tree expansion. And I just went and looked at 2019, and in the western part of the state, you might range from 0 to 7%. Central Kansas was 1 to 7. But in eastern Kansas, we have some counties that are over 30% reduction in just 2019. So what does this mean? So I'm going to use some western Kansas numbers that were given by this. It was in Stafford County, which is 80 miles west of I-135, lost just under 14 million pounds of forage in 2019 alone due to tree and cedar expansion. That is equivalent to over 100,000 cow grazing days on ranges at moderate stocking rates. If we look at another county that's even farther north and farther west, it's DeCore County. They lost 3,000 cow grazing days in that same time frame of 2019. So if that is what's happening in western and central Kansas, when those averages lost or percentages of forage lost was 0 to 7%. Just imagine what those numbers would be if we used some of those eastern counties where it was over 30%. There are some there is some good news when it comes to eastern red cedar. Eastern red cedar is a non-sprouting tree, meaning that it doesn't spread or propagate from its root system, but rather is spread by being transplanted or the release of the berries or seeds into the landscape. The female trees will have a small pea-sized greenish-blue berry, and a single tree can produce thousands of these berries. Even more depressing, each berry can contain 1 to 3 seeds. So one tree can really do quite a bit of damage and or increase the expansion of woodies. So, if we look at our pastures and we see just one cedar tree, we probably aren't overly concerned. But we probably need to start thinking about just how many of these small trees are getting started in our rangelands and what are we going to do about it. Okay, the first thing we could do, especially if we have native grasses, would be to introduce fire back to these landscapes. That's going to kill these young seedling cedar trees and really set them back. When I first started an extension, we were talking, the historical data showed you needed to burn 60% of the time. So 6 out of every 10 years you needed a fire. When we talk to those same rangeland specialists now, they're saying the CO2 levels are so elevated that we're going to have to burn more frequently to get that same level of control. So now we're going to have to burn like 80 to 90% of the time to maintain those pastures and keep the woody brush control kind of at a minimum. The other thing we can do with eastern red cedar, since it doesn't spread by the root system, is you can cut with shears, chainsaws. I mean, you can cut just below the last green branch on that trunk. So, if you cut underneath that, that's going to kill that tree. So if you've got a little time, want to spend a little bit of labor going out, you can maintain these trees fairly simply. And they're fairly easy to find, even in the wintertime, as they contain, they get more moisture, they contain a dark green color, and they kind of just stick out. That is something, even in a drought situation, which droughts are terrible, but if you had the time to go driving through your pastures, you could really find these trees. They stuck out like sore thumbs because they were able to hold on to some of that water during those droughts where all the grasses were all turning dormant and kind of a brown color. These trees were staying a dark green color, and we could identify pastures that we might need to do a little bit of woody brush control on to maintain good, productive grass pastures. Again, that's about all I have for you today. I just found some of these numbers to be very staggering. I think we know that woody brush control in our pastures is a problem, but sometimes when you start putting numbers on those, I mean, again, Stafford County, they lost just under 14 million pounds of forage in 2019 alone. I guess that was just a staggering number. So I guess I just wanted to have a chance to talk to you guys about that today. If you have any questions and you want to give me a call, the office number is 785-448-6826.
Well, Ryan, thank you very much for that information. And I know on just the little bit of land that we have a lot of those trees that we're kind of working on trying to get rid of. So thank you very much. Coming up Monday morning at 6:40, Frontier, we will have Frontier Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent specializing in nutrition, food safety, and health, Chelsea Richmond. So she'll be with us on Monday. Ryan, thank you again.